Blind Tech Talk. I'm your host, Jordan. I have a few things for you today. Event, updates, and more. This last week, Apple held the September event at Apple Park in Cupertino, where they announced a few new things. New entry-level iPad, same display size, 10.2 inch, starting at $329, that has the A13 Bionic chip in it, better GPU. It's available for pre-order now. It'll be available next week. They also announced a new iPad mini with the new Liquid Retina display, edge to edge, no home button, Touch ID, and the power button on the iPad mini. When the iPad mini is in landscape, you'll have stereo sound, runs the A15 Bionic chip, comes in a few different colors, 5G support, and the big thing is it has USB-C for charging and connecting accessories. You can order it now. It'll be available this next week. And Apple announced new Apple Watch Series 7 will come in a 41mm and 45mm case sizes, bigger than last year's Apple Watches, 20% bigger display. Apple has some new watch faces for the new Apple Watches, takes up more of the display, some new things with fitness. The old Apple Watch bands will fit the new Apple Watch. Few new colors. Apple said it will be available later this fall. They didn't give a specific date. I'll have more on that when I learn more. Apple also announced the iPhone 13 mini, 13, 13 Pro, and 13 Pro Max. Same prices. Smaller Face ID notch on the front of the display, A15 Bionic chip, faster GPU, tougher ceramic shield glass on the front, 5G support, few new colors, some new case colors. They announced the new Apple Wallet with MagSafe has a new feature now. When your phone is connected to it and it becomes disconnected, you'll be able to see the last place your wallet was left. Pretty cool. You can pre-order everything now. Be available next week. Apple this week released iOS and iPadOS 14.8. with security improvements. It's available now. Apple announced iOS and iPadOS 15, WatchOS 8, and the update to tvOS will be coming out this month on the 20th. I'll have more on that when I learn more. Microsoft announced a new version of Windows Office will be available October 5th. Keep an eye out for that. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next Saturday. You can find me on Twitter, Blind Tech Talk Jordan Yanez.